all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua, your Son. We thank you for the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for what you did for us. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you honor. And we thank you. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us. We thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing, to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for breaking the stronghold of oppression and depression and anxiety in the name of Yeshua. Let your healing power flow, driving out the spirit of liver disease. Let liver disease be healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Kidney stones be dissolved in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for the financial miracle. We thank you for the overflow. We bind the spirit of hindrance and delay in the name of Yeshua. And we release abundance, prosperity in Yeshua's mighty name. We thank you for your mighty warring angels to be released to do battle over this region. In the name of Yeshua, we bind the strong men of perversion and deception and mind control and unbelief in the name of Yeshua. And we pray that the glory of the Lord will be revealed. We thank you, Lord God, for breaking down the high places and the strongholds in Yeshua's mighty name. And let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit fall and devour everything of the enemy. May the enemy divide itself and they begin to fight and destroy one another in the name of Yeshua. I ask that you would grant a refreshing, grant healing, grant deliverance. In the name of Yeshua, Lord, let your name be glorified, let your name be magnified in all the earth. And Lord, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing. Amen, to be here on the radio talking to the people of God. I am blessed. To the first line listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. Truly, I'm not like the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. The return of Yeshua is imminent. Lord, have mercy. I never thought it would get this bad, but it's happening. We need revival. We need God to intervene. And the church needs to be praying harder and harder and harder. It's time out for the social events, and it's time to get on our knees and pray and cry out to God to intervene and to move and to bind the spirit of lawlessness and rebellion and perversion and bind that spirit of darkness that is taking place over our country, bind the spirit of idol worship. You know, when I look at what's taking place and what's going on, I believe it is a failure of the body of Christ because we have not prayed and stood in the gap as we should have. When COVID hit, the enemy basically shut the church down by saying we couldn't gather and meet. You couldn't sing songs. You had to wear these masks and all this other stuff. While the enemy was orchestrating his plan. A lot of churches have closed down. ministries that no longer exist. But it was while he was implementing this lawlessness and rebellion being released on the country. You just look at the violence and the gender issues, gender dysphoria, and all of the things that are happening and taking place. The worship of the climate. Yeah. We don't control climate change. We don't control the climate change. There's nothing we can do to change the temperature of the sun or to impact the moon, to impact the seasons. All of these stupid things. Yeah, we're called to be responsible and stewards, but this stuff that they're doing and all of these policies, it's crazy. Why? It's a religion, and they want everyone to buy into it. But God knows that they were going to do this. And God probably sits back on his imperial throne and say, why are my people praying against this stuff? Why aren't they being more militant instead of just being passive? We need revival. We need God to intervene. And I hope he does. Saints, we're in the series Choose Whom We Will Serve. Ooh, I've been teaching on this series the whole year. And it's about idolatry, idol worship. That's what caused a breach between Israel and God. He specifically warned them over and over and over again, don't do this. But yet they did it. And it caused them problems. You don't hear a lot of mainstream, the popular preachers and teachers talking about this. You know, I think if we began to teach about this and God's holiness and put God back on the throne, we would experience revival. We would experience an outpouring of his Holy Spirit. Because there is one God, the creator of the universe. God has no equal. The kingdom of darkness is not equal to the kingdom of God. Satan, Hillel, is a created being. He's not God. He wants to be worshipped as God, but he is not. So what he has done is created systems of worship, of idolatry. And we worship his subjects, which means we are worshiping him because we are bowing down to them. And recognizing the fact that when you are bowing down and worshiping any other god, you're guilty of idolatry. When you place anything or anyone above God, that is idolatry. So we have to examine our hearts and allow the Holy Spirit of God to examine us and to see whether or not we have placed an idol in our heart. You can love your children more than God. You can love your spouse more than God. You can love your career more than God. There are so many facets and things that we can worship. But when it comes down to it, are you able to say, God, you are my God. Lord, I love you more than anything else. And I'll tell you this, I love my children more than anything else, but I love God more. Yeah. Yeah. The most precious things I have in my life are my children and my grandchildren. But yet God is first in so many ways. So
recognizing the fact that putting God first, making God first and foremost. Because the scripture says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he adds everything else. So as we examine ourselves and what we have going on in our lives, the people and situations and different things, you know, we can even worship poverty. Whatever takes more of our time, focus and think of, instead of thinking, oh God. God, I know that you're able. And know that God is a jealous God, and he will have no other gods before him. He was trying to drive this point home to the nation of Israel. And we've done a miserable job in the body of Christ, because as New Testament believers, we've not exalted the Lord God Almighty, Father, Heart of God. We've gotten away with our programs and social this and purpose and destiny and all of these things. But we've lost the pursuit of God. How can you lose the pursuit of God? You're busy with everything else but seeking God. We don't spend enough time in prayer in the secret place. We don't spend enough time in the Word of God. We don't spend enough time in praise and in worship. What would happen if every believer in the body of Christ would devote 30 minutes to an hour a day in prayer, reading the Word of God, and worship? You see, part of the problem today, we've not given the Holy Spirit the proper place in our lives. We've allowed whatever church or denomination that we belong to dictate how we praise, how we worship, instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. That's why he was given to us. Much of what we see and that are experiencing today, we have great entertainers, and we go to church to be entertained, but not to meet with God. We go to church to hear what the great speaker will say, or what the great praise team will sing. But our heart attitude is, God, we're here to meet with you. God, we're here to worship you. You see, back when I had this stroke, and I, you know, looking around, and I realized that God had mercy on me. I know it was divine intervention. But allowing me to still be able to see, to hear, to walk. Yes, my speech has been impacted, but it's getting better every day. Some of you can't tell, but it is. I couldn't even say my name. I couldn't say my son's name. I couldn't say my daughter's name. And so, but God is taking me into the place to where I'm back on the radio and I'm declaring the full counsel of God's word. I'm learning how to speak differently. Some of you may tell in my voice, but it was by God's mercy and grace that I'm still here. And I am become more grateful for the small things. And I've asked God, if there's anything in my heart, show me. Remove it. Because I don't want anything to interfere with my relationship with the Lord. And I've always lived, well, not always, but when I came into the maturity level that is in Christ, a certain level, and I'm not gotten to the major levels yet, I recognize that loving God is the most important thing in my life. If I didn't have God, you know, where would I be? I have the love of my children, which is so precious. I have the love of a few special friends, which is so precious. But the one thing that I could not make it without is the love of God and the presence of God in my life. The one thing I love about King David, I guess the Holy Spirit is taking me off script right now, is that when he had committed adultery with Bathsheba and he had murdered her husband, Uriah the Hittite. You know, because God has said that he had found a man after his own heart. And I always wondered what that was like. And go with me to Psalm 51. You're listening to Straight From His Word. You know, I give it to you straight. And in Psalm 51, Scripture says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in my inward parts. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And look at verse 11. David was in the wrong. But he says, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation or deliverance, and uphold me with thy free spirit." He says he was in jeopardy, and he knew that God reserved the right to remove his presence from him. But he says, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me." David knew that was the most precious thing. David cherished the Holy Spirit. He cherished the presence of God. And recognizing the fact that every believer, and yes, the Holy Spirit can depart from you. We can be so bound up in sin and idolatry and all those things that we lose the presence of God. I can take you and show you in Scripture where God says, "Away, I'm going to cast you out of my presence." In other words, you're going to be left over to the enemy to destroy you. That's what happened in the book of Judges. Because when God sent Jesus to die for us on the cross at Calvary, not only was it for redemption, but it was for restoration, so that we would have fellowship with him. God longs to have a relationship with every individual in the body of Christ. God wants to meet with you one-on-one every day. And think of the privilege that we have when we can come before Father God through the power of the Holy Spirit and by the authority of Yeshua's name, Jesus' name, and meet with the Creator of the universe. We can build and develop a relationship that is so rock solid that when the enemy comes in to bring a breach, you can say, get behind me, Satan. I am a child of the Most High God. I am a son and daughter of the Most High God. Get behind me, Satan. You are not going to entice me to sin and rebel against God. You are not going to allow me to set up another idol or idols. Anything that is a breach between me and God, I want to put it in its right place. So you see, saints, the God of the Bible loves you. He is holy, he is righteous, and he is just, he is merciful, and he is long-suffering. He's had me teaching on this sermon, Choose Whom You Will Serve, all year long. And it deals with idol worship. And we have to ask the Lord, Lord, is there anyone, anything that I have placed above you? And Father God, if it is, forgive me. I repent of it. And Lord, fix it. Lord, give me a love for you. Give me a love for your word. Give me a love for praise. Give me a love for worship. That I may be rock solid in you. That when you want to move and when you want to use me, O Lord God of Israel, you can use me. I will acknowledge that you are my God, that you are my healer, that you are my deliverer. That, Lord, I will look to you and not look to man, because you are my provider, you are my healer, you are my deliverer. Lord, I long to worship you and praise you. Lord, I need to know who you are as my God. I bow the knee only to you. I will not bow down to the world system. I will not bow down to Satan and his schemes and strategies. I bow down only to you, because you sent your son to die for me on the cross at Calvary. His blood was shed for the remission of sins. And today, not only have I been redeemed and the power of sin broken, but my name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. And I have a future with you. Saint, let's say, God, I worship you. God, I praise you. God, I love you. And thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for sending your son to die for me on the cross at Calvary. Thank you, Lord, that I have been redeemed and that the power of sin has been broken over my life. Lord, I praise you and I magnify you, because God, you are good and your mercy endure forever. Saints, I can't finish this today. Pray for me here at Straight Word Ministries. If the Spirit of God moves in you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so, and you will be blessed. Know that Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is Lord and his return imminent. Pray for your family members and loved ones that your heart will be open to hear the gospel. Pray for your co-workers that their hearts will be open to receive the gospel. Pray for revival. Pray for God to send this power down as never before. Know this, Jesus Christ, Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.